For nearly six decades, Sir David Attenborough has been bringing us films that reveal the natural world in startling beauty and detail. And his latest work takes a sobering look at the state of our planet and our prospects for the future. The five-part series, A Perfect Planet, looks at how weather, ocean currents, and the sun and volcanoes have shaped the world we live in.
Volcanoes are certainly destructive. But without these powerful underground forces, there would be no breathable atmosphere. No oceans. No land. No life.
A Perfect Planet is available via streaming on Discovery Plus beginning today. And Sir David Attenborough joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Also joining us is executive producer Alistair Fothergill. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Yes, so let's start with you, Sir David. As you say in the film, Earth, as we know it, is uniquely suited to sustain life. It is the perfect planet. Say more.
Well, in many ways, of course, it's self-defining, isn't it? We're here because the Earth is suitable, and the Earth is suitable because we're here. And it is an extraordinarily complex system, and we often forget the component parts of it. And by examining the natural world in terms of the sunlight, the volcano, the seas, you are looking at it in a more fundamental way and seeing how we are dependent upon those and what extraordinary powers they are and how lucky we are that they are within the limits which suit us as human life. But Alistair is the great architect of the series, and he can speak more fluently about it than I can.
Yes, Alistair, as you gather these stunning images of creatures that live near volcanoes or in cliffs by oceans or in the Arctic, I can imagine at the front of your mind as well was also how long these creatures might be able to survive given the rapidly changing nature of this perfect planet.
It was very important to us to consider whether the wonderful balance, how these forces who for millions of years have created this perfect planet, whether we have upset this balance. I mean, when you look at the fires in California, you look at the fact that the hurricanes that are hitting the east coast of the United States are more regular and more powerful. You have to question whether these are small blips or there is a genuine concern that we have upset the perfect planet. And that is what we wanted to address in this series, and particularly actually in the fifth episode, which looks at that and also looks at the solutions, because it's very, very important that we empower people with the possible solutions to the problems we presently face.
Oh, say more about that, because yes, for listeners, this last episode, you focus solely on human activity.
Well, the thing about human activity, if you were to say what is the human activity that most affects the other forces, the weather, the ocean currents, and that it's the production of CO2. We now create more CO2 in a year than all the volcanoes, 100 times more than all the volcanoes put together. And if you look back at the history of our planet, there have been five great extinctions, and all but the last one were basically created by too much CO2.
Sir David, your thoughts on this? I mean, you've been telling stories of the natural world for over six decades. What are some of the greatest changes that you've seen?
Well, I suppose actually the greatest change that I've seen with my own eyes is off your shores of the northeast coast of your continent. I've seen dead coral reefs, and that's a terrible, terrible sight. Since a living coral reef is, in my estimation, the most astonishing, wondrous community of animals on the planet, to suddenly see it replaced by a stark white cemetery is profoundly moving.
It is quite astounding when we see the changes to the coral reefs. This series is a call for action on climate change. How optimistic, Sir David, are you about the prospects of action being taken?
I think that the COP meeting, the United Nations climate meeting, which is taking place in Glasgow in Scotland, is of crucial importance for the future of this humanity. It's our last chance to get it right. We've been saying this is the last chance again and again, but this time it really is our last chance. If we don't fix it this time, we are going to be in real trouble. We know how to fix it. All we have to do is to sort out amongst ourselves what we're going to deal with and to get onto looking at things internationally and globally instead of nationally and parochially. My feeling is that people of the world are willing politicians, are urging politicians to get together and sort this out as a team, a united team. We're all on the same side of trying to help the natural world. Nationalism is over, or should be.
At the same time, there are those who deny that it's happening, and many of those are in power, and they continue to push for the use of fossil fuels. How do you reach those people?
Difficult to know, but one of them has been defeated at the polls. And indeed, when I heard the news of President-elect Biden, one of the first public pronouncements he made was that the United States would rejoin the Paris Agreement. I stood up and cheered because it was the most important decision that I'd heard, certainly that week, if not that month, if not that year.
Alistair, this series is airing during a time of global crisis with the coronavirus. Did this affect putting the show together?
Not that much. We'd completed most of our filming by March last year. It takes over a year to post-produce a big series like this. I think the biggest challenge, actually, was recording David's narration. Normally, he would come to Bristol and record in a dubbing theatre. But we had to do it, the sound recorders had to go up to his house on the outskirts of London and pass a carefully sterilised microphone through the window. And we actually communicated with David by Zoom so he could see the pictures. And we actually recorded an amazing narration. And to be honest, I think nobody who didn't know that we had got round COVID in this way would have realised at all that it wasn't a normal narration recorded in the normal way in a professional dubbing theatre.
Sir David, I'm really struck by thinking of you standing up with excitement at hearing that President-elect Biden is now our incoming president. But how do you think this show about the crisis of climate change will resonate at this time as the world is really caught up with this coronavirus pandemic and just trying to slow the spread?
The world is one. Humanity is one lot. The coronavirus has infected you and New Zealand just as it infected us and Europe. And if we're going to deal with the virus, we have to have people who are going to deal with the vaccine, which have been doing both in America and in this country and elsewhere. We can get together to deal with a universal global problem. It is an example of what we need to do, but on a much, much greater scale globally. And so it should inspire us into action and give us optimism, give us hope, rather than the reverse.
I think it's also important to add that although the fifth episode deals very boldly with the challenge of climate change, the opening four episodes are about the perfect planet and this amazing balance of natural forces and the natural history that that supports. And I think it's really important, actually, when people get locked away in their very urban existences, that what we can provide with a series like A Perfect Planet is an escape. We can show them that although the planet is challenged, there remain some amazing, beautiful spectacles still out there. And it still is a perfect planet. For how long? We don't know. But the series is much more than just a hard message about climate change. It really is a celebration of the perfect planet as well.
One final question for you, Sir David. You started an Instagram account to coincide with the release of your documentary, A Life on Our Planet, and very quickly picked up over 6 million followers. Young environmental activists are pleading for you not to drop it. Do you think you'll be able to maintain it?
No, I'm a child of my time. I don't live happily in social media. I get about between 50 and 70 letters a day, and that's quite enough me to deal with. To start going onto the social media as well is something I couldn't cope with.
Well, it really shows you don't have to garner interest. Folks are already there along with you. Sir David Attenborough and Alistair Fothergill, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
A Perfect Planet is available on Discovery Plus.